All right, we listened to these guys a week ago before the Cowboys-Eagles game. We can only imagine how giddy they might be this morning after Philadelphia beats Dallas 33-10. We thought we would eavesdrop once again on Philadelphia All Sports Radio. Let's listen to the Touchdown Brothers this morning in Philly.
There it is again, yeah, for the baby. Fifth time this hour. Bon Jovi's Living on a Prayer, and I tell you what, I'm Jimmy Amendola, he's Tony Ragu, you got the Touchdown Brothers. Down a distance, baby.
Boy,
that's
yeah.
Right, and we're more than halfway there.
Oh.
This season is over halfway.
Pretty much over in the NFC East the way we see it.
Yeah, that's the way I see it, too. That's the
Thursday.
Way I'm scoring it. We ain't living on a prayer. We're living on Chip Kelly's genius,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, man. Chip Kelly, man. What a genius. Uh-oh. Hang on a second. I got another bulletin out of Arlington, Texas. The Eagles just scored again! Yeah! Fly, Eagles, fly! Yeah!
Fly, Eagles!
Yeah!
Hey, we got something big going on that we need to promote for Wednesday.
Yeah.
We need to promote our big White Elephant Day.
Oh, White Elephant God. Day here.
Yeah, we closed off the online drawing that we did, and
thanks
and
for all those who voted, by the
yeah,
way.
Thanks,
we appreciate
thanks to the votes. We got a lot of votes. We get a lot of votes. People involved in everything. But we've got, this is how it's going to shape up.
All right, what
morning
do we got?
Morning drive. This is, for those who are unfamiliar with White Elephant Day, what we do is we mix up all the hosts.
Yeah.
Different all right,
day
so
parts doing different shows,
different jobs. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Different
day.
So in morning drive, we've got Anthony Manicotti and Screech Tagliatelle.
Oh, Screech.
They're going to be paired together. Yeah,
that'll be great.
All right, and middays we got. Look who this is, our very own Tony Ragu.
That's me. Hey, that's me.
That's you. And who are you working with?
I'm working with TC.
Oh, yeah, Tony Cannoli. That's right. You're working with TC,
yeah.
And no one likes to work with TC.
Nah,
but
nah.
But so you drew
cool.
You drew the short straw
that'll
on that
fine.
One.
Yeah.
But then in the afternoon drive, you got me, Jimmy Amendola.
Oh, right.
And you heard who I'm working with.
Who's that?
The Logan Gourley.
Okay.
New guy.
Yeah.
And our yuck monkey is the always funny Sal Palantonio.
Yeah,
this is going to be great.
Hilarious, man.
And, of course, Tony Bruno. On tickers.
Yeah.
So we got it all set up for White Elephant Day.
It's going to
be here on Wednesday.
White Elephant Day.
White
man.
Elephant Day. All right,
only
let's
station
start.
That does it in the whole country.
That's right. We came up with the idea. The only ones that do it. You got to hear it right here.
Right.
All right. Let's get to the game. All right. We still have some game observations.
You call that a game?
It was more like an ass beating.
Yeah, that's what we predicted.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I said 60-0 Eagles, so it didn't quite get that bad. But,
no, and I said 61-0, didn't get quite that bad either.
might as well, though. I mean, you know, the Cowboys, they sucked. They were never really in the game.
No,
you know?
They didn't. Why were they even there? I guess they're required to show
I
up.
I guess so. Thanksgiving
to be at the stadium
tradition.
As a personal appearance or something.
To, yeah.
I don't know. By the way, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, I had a great Thanksgiving, man. Saw the family. Had a lot of food. What, did you get some food going on Thursday?
Of course. Had to eat some turkey.
Turkey? What about meatballs?
Of course I eat meatballs, too.
You didn't say meatballs.
Turkey. Well, no, but I you eat turkey first. I mean,
and then you get meatballs, you get the stuffing.
What,
you get
why do you have to always question me about everything?
You get the Philly cheesesteak.
Of course,
you get
we had cheesesteaks for dessert.
Cheesesteak stuffing.
Hey,
and,
listen, can I make a comment here?
Yeah.
All right, the Dallas-Philly game is on Thanksgiving. We all
right.
know that. We got to
right.
take time away from our families,
right.
thank God,
right.
to watch the football game.
Yeah.
But that game started at 3:20.
Yeah,
all right.
For what?
Why can't they start that game at 3 p.m.? All right. There's a lot of people. There's a lot of people who are doing things at 3:20.
Okay, people. Okay. All right. Here we go, Jimmy.
Listen.
Okay?
Would you just listen to me?
Okay.
I mean, a lot of people have to travel at 3:20. Why can't they announce that they're going to do the game at 3 p.m. and give us plenty of time?
You're talking about like 25 minutes. Who cares?
But it's, damn it, Tony. You make a damn joke out of damn everything.
What
all
are
right?
you talking about? This is a big Jimmy Amendola
schedule
coming out here.
It's a schedule for human beings.
For human beings?
All right,
what
yes.
What are you talking about?
What do you mean, big ego? Why don't you get your damn pom-poms out before you poke yourself in the eye?
Well, shut up.
What, are you walking out?
Well, wow. Yeah.
Well, who told you to bring the damn dog in the first
well,
place?
Well, you're talking about 25
you want
minutes.
You cheesesteak? I will box them, you
hey,
moron.
Hey, listen. You're talking like 25 minutes. Who cares, right? I mean, come on. Calm down.
All right.
The listen. Eagles. Come on, man. The Eagles won.
I just think that the
fly eagle, man. Come
for
on.
Being,
out, man.
Come on. For human beings. Fly eagle. All right. Yeah, you know what it's time for? It's time to go to them phones. You
Let's
ready
go
to go
the
to them phones?
Let's do it.
All right, we start off with Sal in South Philly.
Sal!
Yeah, Rod Nightguy with Down Distance.
That's our brothers.
Hey, how are you two guys doing this morning?
You know, we're doing all right.
We are doing good. Doing good.
We appreciate you asking us.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
What a glorious week to be a fan of the Boyds after killing the Cowgirls.
Oh, yeah, the Cowgirls. You're doing some weird.
I'm so sorry, Tony Homo, if we hurt you.
Easy there, Sal. We can't really say that anymore. We can't really say that last name anymore.
Hey, Tony Homo.
Listen, Sal, we just want to hand
that. But you can't really say that anymore.
Oh, I don't want to get you two guys in trouble. I hope they don't come after you because I said Tony Homo. Hey, I don't know what I would
do. Sal, calm down. Calm down. It's okay. It's okay. Just, you know, it's just changing culture, you know. Now you say Tony Homosexual.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope I didn't get you two in trouble. Hey, I got a message for Tony.
Okay.
Why don't you go into your wife's closet and get a dress, and you can wear that the next game, because you play like a girl anyway.
I didn't see that coming.
Sal always nails it, man.
I didn't see that coming.
Hey, and I got a personal message for Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowgirls.
All right, let's hear it.
From me, Sal Parmesan. Hey, Jerry. Up your nose with a rubber hose.
You got it!
Oh, boom, baby.
Here it is!
Boom, baby!
Here it is! Bon Jovi's living on a prayer! Oh, no, you give love bad name. Listen to that.
Yeah, you give
go. You go. I tell you
the
what.
Cowboys give football a bad name.
Hey, coming up in next segment, we got Justin Montemayor coming on to talk about that Cowboy game. And also, hey, don't forget, we're going to hear from a guy named Jake who works at the Ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Says he's the number one guy down there.
Look
so there he is, Jake Kemp. Coming up next here on the Touchdown
Brothers. Touchdown Brothers.
Stay with us.
I knew they'd be jacked up this morning.
Oh, yeah. All fired up with those Eagles.